This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead this week, four players, two in transition to new WHL homes after a pair of trades and two being the centerpieces of their respective WHL teams. The blockbuster trade involving Seattle and Prince Albert this week. Defenseman Nolan Allen is on the move west. We'll get his thoughts on the trade and his time in Prince Albert. Jakub Demick is going to Kamloops. The former Edmonton Oil King helped them win a title last season. The 19-year-old Slovak will discuss the move to the Memorial Cup hosting Blazers. Riley Fidler-Schultz is in the midst of a U.S. road swing with a Calgary Hitman. He'll be by to discuss the team's start and his charity work in Calgary as we head into another Christmas season. And Prince George Cougars forward Riley Height, the WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. He'll wrap up the show. First up, the Seattle Thunderbirds packaged up six draft picks and three players this past week and sent them to Prince Albert for 19-year-old defenseman Nolan Allen and prospect forward Reese Shaw. Now, the haul of picks include two first-rounders to land the former Raiders captain and add him to a growing blue line in Seattle. A voice of the Raiders, Rob Mann, caught up with Nolan Allen after the trade was made.
With former Raiders captain Nolan Allen, and I must say it feels strange to say former Raiders captain. Nolan, what was your reaction upon finding out you'd been traded to the Seattle Thunderbirds?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a little bit of shock. You know, you never know. I mean, you know, whenever someone gets traded, you're kind of shocked at first. But yeah, just kind of a weird feeling. I've never been traded before, so this is a new experience.
And you're going to a team that is unquestionably a contender at this point. They're clearly in the middle of loading up. So does that make it a little bit easier knowing you're going to a team that is clearly looking for a deep playoff run?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, looking at the team and, you know, hearing about them, it's a little bit easier going there knowing that, you know, we're going to be able to make a run there, and they got a pretty deep roster, so should be fun to get and play with them.
There's also an element of, hey, it's clear these guys really wanted you, looking at the package they were willing to pay to acquire you. Is there a sense that you're going to be a very sought-after commodity or that this team really wanted to bring you on board?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it kind of seemed like a lot when I was talking to Hunty there. So, yeah, I'm just excited that, you know, they want me. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that team, too. I mean, you always want to play for a team that, you know, wants you and, you know, I guess values you. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
That said, there's the element of leaving behind. You mentioned this is the first time you've ever been traded. The Raiders are the only team you've ever played for. Is there a bit of a bittersweetness to this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's always going to be tough, you know, leaving Prince Albert, playing there for 4 years. You know, this my whole junior career. So, yeah, definitely a bit of bittersweetness. I mean, you know, sad leaving the Billets and the family and, you know, coaching staff and, you know, all the other people of the organization. So, yeah, definitely a little bit of bittersweet.
In Kamloops, the Blazers dipped into their draft picks to acquire 19-year-old Slovakian Jakub Demick. He won an Ed Chanel Cup trophy with the Edmonton Oil Kings this past season. I asked him about the trade and his reaction.
I was so excited. Of course, it was a little bit sad for me because I spent here some time in Edmonton. We won the last year the championship, so I spent here nice time, but I'm so excited about the new opportunity in Kamloops and, of course, about the Memorial Cup too.
Yeah, you've done it already once. You've won the league title. You played in the Memorial Cup, like you mentioned. Where's the hunger? Where's the desire? Obviously, you want to sign a pro contract, and that's in the Vegas organization here. So let's talk about your motivation to do it all over again, knowing that you'll be playing again in June once more.
Yeah, like I said, it's pretty exciting to be again on Memorial Cup. But right now, for me, it's going to be my goal is going to be to win that Memorial Cup, not like last year. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, and of course, like you said, I want to sign a contract after season, maybe on the camp, so that's my goal for the next month.
Now, you were only in the league the one season, and there was no crossover play with the conferences, so with that said, you've never been to Kamloops, so what do you know about it? Have you Googled it? Have you looked at anything here since the trade?
Yeah, I Googled it a little bit, and I saw it's a pretty nice city with the nice nature, nice mountains, and also the ring looks very good. So I'm looking forward for the first day in Kamloops.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Hey, the Calgary Hitmen have ventured into the U.S. division for the first time in a long time, and we catch up mid-road trip with their leading scorer, Riley Fidler-Schultz, who joins us in Kennewick, Washington today in the midst of a road trip. Riley, how's Kennewick treating you as he gets set up for the final weekend of the swing here?
It's good. Yeah, the boys are enjoying the trip here and looking to finish strong in the last two games.
Your trip started with a pair of big wins. Hey, tough to do what you did, go into Seattle and Everett in back-to-back games and win both of them to keep that winning streak alive. How'd you guys get it done?
I think just a lot of good cohesive play as a team. We've been getting great goaltending, too, from Peters and Bonaventura. They've been great for us in this last little stretch here, and we're starting to play good Hitmen hockey, playing physical and just keeping our game simple and playing to our identity.
Tough to see that winning streak come to an end, though. Ran into a pretty tough Portland team there earlier on the trip.
Yeah, they're a good team. They play well in transition, and you always got to be on your toes against them. But we'll learn from that game and just keep building here, try to make some changes going into the next game and just get back to it.
Riley, last time you were down in the States was when you were 16 because of the pandemic and the conference play here. So it's got to be nice to be back for everybody and the Hitmen as well.
Yeah, this is always a fun trip to go on. The buildings have a lot of energy in them. It's a lot different than up in Canada, and just a big time different atmosphere and different buildings. Cool to see a different part of the world, and it's always good to get out on the road with the guys, just kind of build that chemistry in the hotel and on the bus and things like that.
You guys have 2 days off, middle of the road trip in the U.S. here. Any fun activities? How did you guys use that time?
I think just a lot of kind of exploring the city you're in and then just hanging out with each other in the hotel, playing cards, watching movies, just hanging out, trying to stay busy and not get too bored while we have the free time here. So that's how we spend most of our time on the road.
Let's talk about this Hitmen team. You guys are an honorable mention this week in the CHL Top 10. You got off to that great start. You mentioned some of it already, some strong goaltending, some timely goal scoring. But what's the identity of this year's Hitmen team, Riley?
I think just a team that is relentless. We like to play physical and don't let teams breathe. Make sure we're hard in on forechecks and coming back, trying to play a really smothering game. I think when we're doing that, good things are happening for us. And this year we've been, like you said, getting a lot of timely depth scoring as well, which has really helped us out. And we're just looking to continue that going forward here.
Now, you lead the Hitmen in points. You have 10 goals and 18 points through 15 games. And kind of this, that's your game, right? I mean, you are a point producer. So how's it been for you this now in your fourth year?
Yeah, I think that's something that I've kind of accepted as my role on the team this year. And I'm trying to produce as much as I can just to help us win, because that's a big part of my role this year. And we're just looking forward to keep getting the depth scoring that we have, and that's a big help for us all for sure. And you know, just trying to get better every day and work on my game, and just continue to evolve as the year goes on.
You're a big player on the ice, but you're a big one off the ice as well. And you've continued your charitable work in Calgary. You've been doing it now for a long time. You're a past winner of the WHL Humanitarian Player of the Year Award. So let's talk about Phil Afford. I believe the food bank drive that you sort of spearhead is already in the bank, I guess you could say. What went down earlier this month?
Yeah, we did a fundraiser for the Veterans Food Bank on November 6th at the Safeway downtown Calgary, just collecting food donations, cash, gift cards, whatever people wanted to give for the Veterans Food Bank. It's something I've done for a few years now. My family and I started it back in my hometown, and just something that we tried to continue, just to try to help out those people who fought for our freedom to when they're down on their luck, just try to pick them up as much as we can and do what I can with the platform that I've been blessed with, and just try to help others.
Wow.
Good for you, and I know you've been honored for this already. There's also FIDS Friends as well for the Boys and Girls Club of Calgary. What's that all about, and take me through your involvement with FIDS Friends.
Yeah, it's just something that, again, my family and I kind of came up with when I was 17, about bringing a few kids from a local organization to one game a month. We get them a box and shout out on the big screen and things like that, just to kind of get a little excitement for them, just to come to a game and just have some fun, and then trying to connect with them after the game too and get to know them a little. Because I remember going to games when I was young and the feeling that I would get when a player would come up and talk to me and just have a short conversation. It means a lot, and I'm just trying to help do the same for those kids.
Wow, that's great. Where does it come from? You mentioned your family started the one food bank drive here, but where does it come from here exactly?
It's just kind of, you know, dinner table conversations with my parents, just thinking of ways we can give back, because I have been so privileged and blessed in my life, and I'm very grateful for every opportunity that I've been given, and I just want to try to help other people in the best way that I can to help make their lives better.
Hey, great stuff what you're doing on and off the ice here, Riley. So appreciate you spending some time in the middle of your road trip to take us through what's been going on with the Hitmen, yourself, and your charity work, and finish that road trip strong in Tri-City and Spokane. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince George Cougars forward Riley Height is a top prospect for the upcoming NHL draft this summer. But this past week, he put up 9 points in 3 games as excitement for the team in Prince George grows. Voice of the Cougars, Cole Waldy, has more.
Pleased to be joined by the reigning WHL Player of the Week, Riley Height. And I guess Riley will go to the elephant in the room right now, being named the Player of the Week for this week. Big week for yourself, big week for your team. Just your thoughts on getting recognized on a terrific week for yourself.
Yeah, I think obviously it's special to get that. It doesn't come around very often, but I obviously got to give my team some credit. I think we played 2 really good games this weekend. We just fell short on Saturday, but I think we came with a strong Sunday and played our game, and it led to scoring chances and stuff like that. So that's what it came from. So yeah, I'm happy for them.
Wanted to ask about the weekend as a whole. Obviously, the crowds were really good. We'll get to that in a second. But you said that your team is continuing to fill the net, but you split on the weekend. Just your thoughts on the weekend as a whole.
Yeah, I think there's obviously, you know, some things we got to clean up, but I think, obviously with the offense part of it, I think we're, you know, obviously we all know we can, anyone can put the puck in the net, so I think that's huge that we have, a lot of scoring from other people, and, we've just been talking about lots with our team. We just got to clean up in the defensive zone a little bit, just some, not big adjustments, but just a little bit more detail, and I think that'll obviously help us going forward.
We talked a little bit about it earlier this weekend, about the crowds here at CN Center from this past weekend against Vancouver, 4,500 plus on back-to-back nights. What does that do for your guys' group? It seemed like it really gave you guys a lot more energy, you know, throughout the entire weekend, and seems like it means a lot when there's a lot of people here in this building.
Yeah, obviously it was nothing short of unreal. I think just, you know, the crowd and the atmosphere in this building when it's packed is in my opinion, the best in the league. I've played in a lot of rinks in this league, and it's not even close. So I think, you know, when they're here supporting us and cheering, we play a lot better. And you know, we enjoy, their support and stuff. And you know, we hope they come with some more games and stuff.
Thoughts on the first half of the season so far? 10-9, maybe some games that you'd like to win, but that's just how it goes, I guess, sometimes. But just your thoughts, 10-9 on the season. You're first in the BC divisions. Just some takeaways from the first half here of the regular season.
Yeah, I think obviously, like you said, we're having some team success, but I think obviously we all know we're just getting started, and we all believe we got more. So I think there's, just like I said earlier, little things to touch up on and things like that. I think we won't be stopped. So I think we're just we're getting started, and we're obviously all excited to see what our team can do. And we haven't even been, I don't think we're close to reaching our limit yet of play. So I think that's obviously exciting for our group.
You and Cohen Zimmer have played with a plethora of different guys throughout the year. We've seen Wheatcroft there, obviously. We've seen Becker. We've seen McAdams. And it shows that there's a lot of depth on this group up front, especially. Just your thoughts on your forward core. And you know, the guys that you've been able to play with have seemed to really thrive in the role when you get to play with a bunch of different guys.
Yeah, for sure. They're obviously, I think that's our biggest part of our team's success this year. We've got a lot of, obviously skill and stuff like that, but a lot of guys are just, you know, can go play different positions and fill a role. So I think that's what you need to, that's obviously key to have a good team. So I think just anyone can play with anyone in our forward group, and that's what makes us so dynamic, because you never know going into games and going against teams who's going to be playing out there. So I think it's hard for teams, especially on their own stuff, to match us when we have three or four lines going hard like that, playing with speed. They can't really be line matching, so I think that helps us for sure.
Two more before that you go, Riley. This group, you've mentioned it already, the ability to score has been incredible. 78 goals this year, second most in the league, only behind Winnipeg, who is the number one ranked team in the country. Just your thoughts on your team's ability to score. It seems like, you average over four goals a game, and it must be, you know, pretty fun to see that.
Yeah, obviously, I think if you, anyone watching our practices, we all, it's pretty fun and emotional out there, and we get at it because we can all score goals. So I think that's, that's what we've been working on. We really focus on burying the puck in practice, and that's been helping. But I think I didn't even know about that stat, but that's honestly crazy. So I think that just shows if we, if we close, touch up on a little bit in the D zone and stuff like that, that just shows where we can be, at the end of the year when we have the ability to score goals like that at any time, and you know what I mean? So that's good.
Last one before that you go, Riley. It's Victoria this weekend. Big divisional opponent again here this weekend. First time that you see them in the season series. Just your expectations from your group against a hard-working Victoria team.
Yeah, for sure. I think, we obviously know what we're going into. I think, any team can win at any night in this league. I think it just showed that over the last couple weeks in this league. There's teams winning when they shouldn't be. So that's, we got to go in there with a clear mindset and reset from this weekend here. And, obviously they're going to be playing hard, so I think we just got to go out there and take the body to them early and just play with speed and get traffic.
Well said, Riley. Appreciate the time, man. Congrats on being named the Player of the Week, and best of luck here this weekend.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to all our guests, as well as team broadcasters Rob Mann and Prince Albert and Cole Waldie in Prince George. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.